Well, as I mentioned, low-income Duluthians took center stage at a unique candidate forum in October. They shared their experiences and struggles with some candidates for state and county offices, and then they asked the candidates pointedly for specific commitments and actions on several critical policy measures. We're sharing their stories and the questions they had for the candidates, and you can find information about how the candidates responded on our website at kumd.org. This week, a story about the challenges of living in a board and lodge facility and some of the changes folks would like to see St. Louis County make.
My name is Andy Moe. I'm here to talk about the GRH and board and lodges. I'm going to tell a little story about my experience in a board and lodge, but I don't want people to think that it's like that in every place, because it's not. I just happen to have a very bad experience. I had been homeless for 3 years at that point, which is a very long time to be in and out of shelters and, you know, living like that. It was rough. I have a county caseworker, and he had suggested a certain place. I was going to say the name, but I decided that I'm omitting the name completely. I was only there for 2 months. It was very difficult for me. We only had 75 square feet of living space with three people in each bedroom, which was actually a very small room. There was maybe 5 or 6 feet in between beds. The food, while not great, you know, was good, but it wasn't sustainable. The portions that we got there were so meager that it was amazing. I had people that were elderly that lived there that would be complaining about how hungry they were when they went to bed at night. And they're supposed to, you know, give you 3 square meals a day, but it was amazing how bad it was. Lots of people went to the Mission or the Damiano to eat because they were eating better at the soup kitchens than they were at the place that the county was paying $1,400 a month for them. There was a lot of people I saw while I was there that had a lot of mobility problems, and some of them were completely mentally not with it, and it just seemed to me that it was a bad place for them to be. Mentally, living with so many people can be difficult, and living on only $94 a month is also a very difficult thing. That's about $3 a day. Admittedly, I'm a smoker, and that's what I spent my money on, unfortunately. I'm going to be working on that. And I have a really hard time with cramped quarters, and I really need my own space. Originally, I thought it was a good idea to move to this place. I was really excited about it because I would actually have a roof over my head that, you know, I could call, you know, maybe not my room, but, you know, it's my bed. I just kind of felt it was my last option. I wish I could have moved into subsidized housing at that point in time, but I have an eviction over in Superior for public housing after living at a place for 11 years. It has really made it almost impossible for me to find subsidized housing of any kind. I was under the assumption when I moved in there that I was going to be able to, they were going to help me save money so I could get a down payment, you know, on an apartment and, you know, saved so I can, you know, better myself and to transition out of there, because it wasn't a permanent thing. This was meant to be as a transitional thing. The only real help I got out of the place is I got a free bus pass. While living there, I couldn't manage my own medicine. I suffer from mental illness, and I definitely need my medication, but I kind of thought that I would be able to do that myself. I had an accident that summer where I burned my hand really badly, and I went to the ER. They basically gave me pain medication, which I needed because it was throbbing so bad. And when I got home, they confiscated my medication and would not let me take it. There was times where I needed to be with my son overnight. His mother would get called to work, and they were frowning on that. Every morning, I needed to leave first off because I couldn't hang around there. It was very depressing. I felt really inferior while I was living there and being looked down onto quite badly. I just eventually stopped going back. I was back on the street for about a week before I found another arrangement, but that one didn't work either, so I was right back into homelessness again. Well, I ended up back at the Loaves and Fishes community for a long time, which I'm very grateful for. They've helped me so much over the last three and a half years. In February, I finally got my own place. I live at the Esmond Building, formerly known as the Seaway, and it's got a really bad rap, but I love living there. I don't care what anyone says. I have a 10 by 14 room, and I have to share a bathroom and a kitchen. And I have a lot of people say, well, that's terrible. And I'm thinking to myself, are you nuts? Try living outside. Where I live is supportive housing. There's a social worker there 3 times a week. All the staff is trained to deal with people who are dealing with, like, mental illness and chemical dependency issues, which I think is really great. I've made some really good friends there. I was kind of scared to move in to begin with, but that was just because of the stigma of the Seaway. You know, people hear that and they immediately think bad. Summing it up, people need board and lodges, but there also needs to be enough space for them to live as human beings. With reform and management support staff, meals, transition planning, and medication management, board and lodges in St. Louis County could be a very nice place to live. My question is, will you commit to hosting a public hearing with fellow commissioners that takes countywide input from the board and lodge residents on a group residential housing reform within 120 days of taking office?
And you can find information about how the candidates responded on our website at kumd.org.